And as the Vermont Senate prepared to vote on major gun legislation today, in Windham County, the issue of guns and school safety was debated on the ground. The Putney Central School Board met this morning after reports of someone with a gun on school property earlier this week. While just 12 miles down the road, Brattleboro Union High School students who support gun rights held their own rally in front of the school. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Good morning.
It was an otherwise normal morning at Putney Central School Friday. The buses unloaded and lines of elementary school kids made their way into the building. But behind a closed door, in the conference room, the Putney School Board was starting an emergency meeting.
We came to school on Tuesday and discovered some graffiti, and it said, written in large black letters, was the expression, "I support the Second Amendment."
Herb Peltier is the principal at Putney Central.
We were particularly concerned about it because we believe that he may have had a sidearm on him when he was here on campus.
A video surveillance recording shows the man, who was there with his kid, playing on the playground with what looks like a gun in a holster. Police interviewed the man and determined he had no intent to use the gun. He was cited for vandalism and issued a no trespassing order. The law says you can't carry a gun into a school building, but if there's no intent to harm, you can carry a gun on school grounds. But as Peltier later said, if you don't make that determination in time, it might be too late. Mike Merwicki is Putney's representative in the Vermont House, and he says that might be one more Vermont gun law to revisit.
We have in the works an amendment to a gun bill that's going to be on the floor of the Senate next week. We're going to remove that clause and make it clear that, especially in light of what's happening now, we don't want guns on school property or in schools.
But it's tricky. It's pretty standard for a parent to drop off a student on the way to do some deer hunting. The Putney board members talked about adopting a policy of their own, but they made it clear that they'd be talking to a lawyer first to make sure they don't violate the Constitution. And while the meeting was wrapping up in Putney, just down the road at Brattleboro Union High School, a group of students gathered to support gun rights.
Okay, so if everybody doesn't really mind, I got 5 minutes of something to say. You guys don't care.
Junior Thomas Drummy helped organize a Second Amendment rally outside the high school this morning. There was a warm mist in the air as a couple dozen high school students held "Don't Tread on Me" flags and signs that support gun rights. Drummy says he wanted to gather and make a statement while the legislature moved ahead on passing sweeping changes to Vermont's gun laws.
We're just a bunch of students that felt that we needed to get our voice out. So I think many of the students and many students in general are kind of viewed as being anti-gun, and we felt that we weren't really, you know, we didn't have a voice. So we just wanted to get our presence known.
Schools are increasingly becoming ground zero for weighing the rights of Americans to bear arms against better ways to protect students and teachers. And that's what happened in Windham County this morning, before the students even started their school day. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.